Yeah, we've had an opportunity to go in and dig into some existing data sets that myself and many of my colleagues across the Midwest have related to soybean yields, and really try to get a handle on what the climate variability over the last 20 years has done. And what we've been able to found that, and I think what surprised most growers is, yes, we are still seeing a yield gain every year, but we're looking at, over the last 20 years, about a 30% reduction in what that yield gain could have been.
Now, how did you determine that, that this is what we could have done had the weather conditions held true?
So one of the things we're able to do is because, again, unlike a lot of the models that we've seen that use estimated yields or NAS data, which, again, are estimates, is we've gone in and gone into our variety trials in many of the states within this experiment, and we have measured yield data. And what we can do is we can pull out of it, that annual genetic yield gain that, you know, that we've been able to measure, which is about 0.3 bushels per acre per year. And then we've also been able to take out of it all of the management gains that we've done doing new integrated agronomic management strategies like row spacing or populations or better herbicide control strategies. And what we can then do is normalize that data and then really just get at weather fluctuations. And that's how we were able to kind of weed out the background noise, if you will, and just focus in on yield and the effect of climate on that yield.
Now, for a point of reference, what have we seen average temperatures do over that 20-year period?
Well, one of the other interesting things we've been able to do is break it down by state. So in general, we've seen a rise in temperature. And not only that, we've also seen variability in rainfall. And I think most growers would realize, have seen that on the farm, we see less frequent, more intense rainfall patterns. And what we've been able to do is model knowing what is happening during these different growing periods, you know, in May and June and July and August when we're really out there setting soybean seeds and having seed fill, and focus in on how that weather has affected those different growth periods. And again, seen some states, you know, like Wisconsin and Minnesota, have actually seen a net positive gain over the last 20 years, where many of the states like Ohio, the I states, Indiana, Illinois, Iowa, and Missouri have actually seen a net negative loss over the last 20 years.
And because those are the big soybean-producing states, we can't make up for it here in the North, what they're losing in what is traditionally the soybean belt.
That's exactly right. And that's how we came up with that $11 billion loss over the last 20 years, is because of those big soybean-producing states have been seeing the most, have all been having losses.
How do you take into account the drought of 2012?
Well, the drought of 2012 was just part of it. I mean, we have to understand that that is a weather event that has taken place, but it was only 1 year out of 20. So, I mean, it's factored into that, but we also have to understand the rainfall patterns are factored into that as well. And if you look at all the climate models moving forward, that's what we're going to see is more frequent or less frequent rainfalls, more frequent heavy rainfalls, and then more periodic times of drought. So that's part of actually the model looking at that climate variability.
Any predictions as to what, if conditions continue as they are, we'll see in the next 20 years?
I think one of the things that we have to understand, and growers are already doing this, is we have to get a good feeling about what kind of mitigation strategies farmers can implement. And again, growers are doing this. What are we doing? We're planting earlier to take advantage of that window. We're planting later maturity group soybeans. You know, the breeders are breeding during this time frame to have hopefully get a handle on this. But I think what we can really need to do is focus in on the climatologists and the agronomists and the breeders all working together, understanding when these stressors occur and developing genetics or models or agronomic strategies to best mitigate that, to kind of put the growers to reduce risk at the grower level.
Are we also going to look at soybean pests that have traditionally been in more to the south of us moving to the north as well as the weather warms?
That's exactly right. What we'll tend to see is we'll probably see, like, a good example would be a bean leaf beetle. It's generally not a pest that overwinters in Wisconsin. It's kind of right around that I-80 line across Illinois, Indiana. is that in Iowa, they see more pressure there. And what we'll tend to see is these pests move further north, expand their scope, and we'll probably see new pests that are developed over time.
As the South loses productivity, do you see, you know, the total production capabilities moving north so that eventually you get to the South not even be able to produce a crop much of value?
I don't really foresee the South really being cut out of the picture, if you will. I think, you know, actually, if you look at, I think the growers in the South have changed over the last 20 years for the better as well, as you've seen them move away from these late 6, 7, 8 maturity group beans. They're planting earlier. They're planting earlier maturity group beans to try and avoid the stressors. And I think growers in the South have been working with us over the 20 years and have implemented strategies to help mitigate this. And I think that's what we'll continue to see. And we'll see more an effort along with a group of agronomists and breeders and climatologists and those in biotechnology really focusing on our efforts on making sure that we can develop the best soybean crop we can in the United States and trying to increase our gain on an annual basis.
As the growing moves north, do we reach a point in Wisconsin where it will become more economically viable to irrigate?
Oh, the water question. Now you're really trying to get me in trouble. So, I mean, I think that's one of the things that, you know, is obviously in the future. What we've seen, honestly, in Wisconsin and other states, even though the commodity prices are lower this year, you've seen growers over the last 3 years invest in two things, tile drainage and irrigation. So I think that's one of the things the growers have put in the back of their heads during this time when we had money, when we had $7 corn for the last few years. They've invested in that infrastructure, if you will, on their own farm, trying to mitigate stress using irrigation. Now, most of those acres were probably focused towards field corn, but again, you'll see the same advantages on soybean as well.
Yeah, if you're going to put the irrigation in, you'll put it on the soybeans as long as it's there.
Right.
Anything you'd like to add?
I think I'd just like to I think the biggest point I want to make sure is bring growers up to speed and make them aware of what we've seen. And I know it's really a challenge, and the whole issue with climate change, if you will, is a political hot button. And I really want growers to really sit down and think about the opportunity to look at the data, know that this is a real event that's going on, and look forward to developing risk management strategies to avoid this, because I think this is something that we have to deal with in the near future, and hopefully as a group we can come together and develop strategies that increase soybean yield and benefit the growers' bottom line. I think that's something that we all want to see.
Something that really needs to be taken into consideration when planning for your next year's crop.
That's exactly right. And I guess I just saw some of the weather forecasts for this upcoming year. They're talking about a bin buster. So that means we're going to have drought. I never believe those forecasts, but we'll see.
The study is available online, as I understand it.
That is correct. If you go to Nature Plants, you can just Google Nature Plants and look at soybean. And my last name is Conley, and you'll be able to find it and download it. And if any growers have any questions, I can be reached at coolbean.info, and I'd be happy to have continued conversations about the results of the study.